Yeah, we do that loud to like get everyone to pay attention. Okay. We have been talking about categories of mukta. Fundamentally, there is two large categories. One is called Gezeiras Kalim, let's say, and the other is called Real Mukta. Gezeiras Kalim is the Takan of Nehemiah. And within Gezeiras Kalim, there are really three categories. In ascending level of Chumrah, the three categories are Klishim Lachto Laheter, followed by Klishim Lachto Leiser, and followed by the category of Muksa Machus Kesarin Kis, which is also a Keli. Now, it happens that when this fellow, Rabbi Bodner, wrote his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, on Hilchos Muksa specifically, he spoke to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe says you should know don't include examples of Muktzeh Machmas Chesaron Kis because things change so rapidly. So what I consider Machmas Chesaron Kis was not Machmas Chesaron Kis, or what was not Machmas Chesaron Kis 20 years ago today is Machmas Chesaron Kis. Could go by both directions. That's what I think the pshat in our cell phones is that these things are considered muktzeh machmas chesaron kis today because, again, any item that is not used for any other purpose, the lashon of the Gemara is it has to be koveya laduchta, right? It has to be something that has a set special place. It has to be something that you're miyached only for use. For use of this specific use. So those things are called Muktzah, Machus, Chesaron, Kis, right? It's Makbid and Koveya LaDuchta. Those are two examples that the Gemara has. We noted that Shulchan Aruch only quotes Makbid in the sense of not doing anything else with it. We also pointed out that according to most, Muktzah, Machus, Chesaron, Kis, the easiest definition is that it is a super duper Klishim Lachto Le'Isser. Meaning, it has to begin as a klishim lachto la'iser, but if it's a klishim lachto la'iser that you're also very careful about not to use anything else, so that is called muktzah machmas chesaron kis. That is the standard mahalach. What's interesting to note is that there is one type of muktzah machmas chesaron kis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that kelim hamyuchadim l'schora u'makbid aleihem also has a din of muktzah machmas chesaron kis, something that I am careful with. For example, if I have a store downstairs, etc., that's muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. Anything that I am careful not to use for any other purpose, l'cha'ora, if I put it in a specific area, that is muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. We pointed out if I have clothing or something that I bought and I'm going to return to the store, that's muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. My passport is muktzeh machmas chesaron kis, etc. If I have papers that I want to, okay, today is March the 14th. That means there is 1 month until Yom HaDin, right? It's Yom HaDin because you realize that you didn't give enough tzedakah. And that's why April 15th is Yom HaDin on some level. So on April 15th, which is tax day, people, in preparation for that, you save lots of documents, you prepare those. Those documents are muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. Right, because I'm very careful about those documents. If I have a receipt for something that I'm going to pick up, I know if I don't have that receipt, I won't be able to pick it up. That is also muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. Those are the basic issues that come up. We noted already that there is a discussion in the poskim whether you need yichud makom to become muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva, the last thing that I give you in the section muktzeh machmas chesaron kis, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you do not need yichud makom specifically. What we pointed out is that in the muktzeh book, he quotes that the Chazon Ish is machmir that pictures have a din of muktzeh machmas chesaron kis, because pictures are something that is only in one makom, something that you keep in a specific area, even if it's not particularly expensive, is called muktzeh machmas chesaron kis, according to the Chazon Ish. Others say that no, it has to be something that you really are makbid on. I'm not makbid on my picture per se. The last thing that we discussed last time is, let's say a picture is muktzeh machmas chesaron kis, So perhaps we could have a kula that moving something a tiny bit might not be called total mukta at all. That's what the Sefer Archos Shabbos suggests. I thought that was a tremendous chiddush. Okay, next category of mukta. On the sheets, it is on page 11. It's called mukta machmas gufo. Okay, so mukta machmas gufo is like God in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Now, before you think that I am a complete apikoris, how is muksa machmas gufo like God? Yes?
It is, but no, it's not.
Yes, exactly. Very good. Right? In other words, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't say what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. I could say anything, right? I can only have negative attributes, right? God is not XYZ, PQ, etc. So muksa machmas chasarin kis means a davar which is not a keli, which is not an ochel, right? That is the definition of muksa machmas gufo. Muksa machmas gufo are things which inherently are unprepared. Unlike muksa machmas chasarin kis, which is something that I withhold use, right? This is something that has no use. It has no use because it is not an ochel, it is not a keli, etc. So far, so good? Now, what is a keli? So there are lots of different areas of halacha, no? If I want to make a kinyan chalipin, right? So it's a pasuk in Sefer Rus, Vizos lefanim b'Yisrael, Al ha-ge'ula v'al kol davar shalaf ishna alov nasan Yisrael. Right? There is kinyan chalipin, which means that there are two forms of chalipin. There's chalipin the shavah b'shavah, that's like barter. And then there's chalipin in the sense of kinyan sidra. I pick up one item, and by dint of that, you acquire something else. When you designate the rabbi to sell chametz for you, Erev Pesach, right? So you make a symbolic kinyan, the ksuba. You make a symbolic kinyan, the edim and the chasin. Usually, make a symbolic kinyan to show that you are being mekabel on yourself the achrayis, the conditions, the tnaim in the ksuba. That is called kinyan sudr. There are rules and regulations as to what is a sudr, what is a keli, right? So the dinim are konim bekli afal pi she'im bo shava pruta. Something that is usable is called a keli, right? A kli doesn't have to be worth anything, but kli af b'yishen bo shava pruta has a din of a keli. We have kelim in Meseches Kelim, right? Meseches Kelim, if you ever want to choose a mesechta for a siyum mishnayis, the one that's always going to be available, it's mamish nes min hashamayim, is Meseches Kelim. Right? It's always going to be last to be taken for good reason because Maseches Kelim is hard and it's complicated and quite honestly, who knows Maseches Kelim, right? So a few years ago, one of the guys who applied for the Kol HaElyon, right, you have to write a piece of Torah. So he wrote a piece of Torah on Maseches Kelim. So I'm like, I don't understand a word of this. So at the meeting to accept the guy to call him, Rabbi Rosenzweig is like, yeah, he wrote on Kelim. He had such an interesting chiddush in this and this mission. I'm like, thank you, Rabbi Rosenzweig. This is like so far beyond me. Like, we'll let you weigh in on this one. This is not for me. The guy ended up getting into the Kol HaElyon. The story is the reason why Rabbi Simon came to yeshiva is when he was in high school, he spent one night in the YU Beis Medrash, and he sees that Rav Chaim Ilson, who's like a big Talmud of the Rav, he sees that Rav Chaim Ilson is learning with Rabbi Rabinovitzky, who was a Rebbe in Landers for a while, and they're learning Nitzan and learning Maseches Kelim with the Rishonim. So Rabbi Simon's like, okay, this is the yeshiva I have to go to. This is the place. So Maseches Kelim is talking important Masechta in Shas. There are lots of rules and regulations of a keli, right? In Hilchos Nida, right? So the dinim are that if you have dam on a keli, a beged, that's not mekabel tumah, right? So plastic is not called a keli. There's kelim for tevilas kelim. There's kelim for like a million different things in halacha. What is the definition of, remember, We're talking about Muktzeh Machmas Gufo, which we were Madama to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right, in our heretical sort of way. So Muktzeh Machmas Gufo is something that's not a Keli. Well, how, pray tell, do I define what a Keli is from Muktzeh Machmas Gufo? So this is a really hard thing to answer. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that the definition of keli, it has nothing to do with whether it is reusable. Even something that is only used for one time has the din of a keli. Consequently, he says a napkin, a tissue, is a keli. So a sudr is a keli, but would I be able to use a sudr that's like a disposable tissue? Right? Most assume that in terms of tevilas kelim, anything that's mamish disposable is right not a keli at all. It's not mekabel tuma at all, right? But that's what most assume. Most of us don't tevil our disposable aluminum pans. No, I know where Shechter is from. Fine, but okay. But the point is that something that's disposable, Reb Shlomo Zalman assumes, is also considered a keli. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuvas in the back, Rav Moshe says in Mitzvah Tes Zayin, Rav Moshe was asked whether a napkin is considered a keli. So Rav Moshe says, you know what? A napkin is not muktzah because it's mukhan to wipe stuff up, implying the footnote where Rabbi Badner wrote, Hevan, Rabbi Badner writes, Hevanti midivrei Maran, d'chol davar shemishtamshim bo rak pam achas, rezarkin oso la'ashba, les lay shem keli. V'lochein ein l'niyah shem keli. However, napkins, even though they don't have a shem keli, it's not muhtza because it's considered muhan. Right? It's something that I designated for a specific use. But that's like a really important question. Is something that is one-time use, is that thing by definition not a keli or not? Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is saying you could be a keli even though you are disposable. Rav Moshe, as understood by Rabbi Bodner, he doesn't say beferish, but Rav Moshe says that you are not a keli if you are disposable. Now you're going to ask, lamai nafkamina, like Schwartz, why are you kvetching? So here, I give you a section called Dugma'ot or something. It's on the top of page 13. Right, so I have a section called Gafurim. Where is that? I have a section about matches. I forgot where it is. Oh, one second. Maybe you guys can find it on my notes better than I can find it. But I have a section about matches. The Poskim discuss whether matches are considered a keli. And the nafkamina is, can I move a match even letzayrich gufo letzayrich mekomo? Is a match a kli shem lachto la'iser? Which is that it's something used for an iser, the hainu making a fire. Or do I say that since a match is like, right, most of us don't reuse our matches, right? Since a match is a one-time thing, so it might be muktzeh machmas gufo. Rav Moshe says that matches are muktzeh machmas gufo. Somewhere on this sheet, I give you the Maamar Makomos on that question. Somewhere, Rav Moshe assumes that matches are muktzeh machmas gufo. Rav Shlomo Zalman says matches are not muktzeh machmas gufo, meaning it has a din of a kli. Again, the definition of muktzeh machmas gufo is not kli. But we don't know exactly what is kli, right? So we gotta figure it out. But one of the questions relates to matches, etc. Now, the issue is as follows. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if I have piles of wood, or I have pieces of wood that I'm going to use to make fires. Is that considered a kli? Right? Is that muktzeh machmas gufo? So the answer is it is muktzeh machmas gufo. So Reb Shlomo Zalman asks on himself. He says, "One second, I just told you that something that's disposable is not muktzeh machmas gufo, right? Because a match is not muktzeh machmas gufo." That's what he said. Well, one second, how come these twigs are muktzeh machmas gufo? So what's the difference between matches and twigs?
Can you reuse the
And I reuse the wood. So I don't think so. The wood gets burned, right? You don't reuse it.
was going to say how long it lasts.
How long it lasts, meaning what?
In mass light and heat, you can blow it out or it burns out.
So that
Okay.
makes it more, right? So that's interesting. So it makes it more like a keli because it is used one time. So I'm not sure. Brian, do you have something to say?
I feel like wood is not really be acted on.
Ah, that's the answer. Do I do something with it or to it? Right? Right? This was a discussion that we had about candles. Is a candle a kli? Now, again, there are two ways to be super machmir on candles. You could say that a candle is a keli, but it's a keli shekol melachto le'iser, and therefore, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said, right? The Aruch HaShulchan said a candle is kol melachto le'iser, therefore it has no permitted use even l'tzarach gufo mekomo. The Mishnah Brura says that candles are a kli shemelachto le'iser, right? But one second, it's not really a kli at all because something is done to it. It's not doing something. Right? Unlike a match that does something, a candle is done too. There has to be a more elegant way of saying this, but I think we're conveying the message. So the yesod is that muktzah machmas gufo is something that is not a keli. And then we have questions about something that it is done to, is that a keli? Something that is disposable, is it a keli? Right? These questions are going to be extremely relevant. Now, another issue that comes up in Muktzeh Machmas Gufo is if a keli breaks, it can become Muktzeh Machmas Gufo. Now, we have to be careful. If my glass breaks, so obviously, let's say it's muktzeh machmas gufo, but there could be a sakana. You're obviously allowed to move muktzeh, right, to prevent a potential sakana, right? People get hurt on glass. Okay, got it. Things can break in various and sundry ways. Something can break in a way that it is still usable for its original purpose. Hey, okay, let's say I have a cutting board. Whoever knows what a cutting board is, it's flat. Like this, no? Let's say my cutting board breaks, so now it's half of this, right? It's still usable as a cutting board, right? So that type of thing is for sure not going to be muktzeh machmas gufo when it breaks, because it still is usable for its purpose. Then there is something that could break, and it is usable for some other purpose, but not for its intended purpose, right? There's a thing, I don't know if this happens to women's clothing, but guys' clothing, that right? You wear a shirt and like over time, like there's a hole at the elbow. So what do you do to an old shirt that has a hole in the elbow? So what you could do is you make it into a shmata, right? I don't, right? You take an old thing that it's still a keli, it's still usable. It just is now usable with a different use. Or something could break. And it can break in a way that it is usable for nothing, right? When my glass, my drinking glass breaks, it is usable for nothing, right? So there are three categories of breaking. Breaking and it's still usable for the same use, like a cutting board. Breaking and it is usable for something else, like my shirt becomes a rag. And breaking that is completely zerschmettert, right? It's gone. It's broken, right? Totally unusable. So now we can turn to Shulchan Aruch, page 11. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ches Ev Zayin. Chatichas Cheres Shenishbara Bechol. Mikli, v'ro'uya l'chasus bo kli, mutter l'taltu afilu b'makom she'en kelim mitzuyin sham l'chasosam ba. Okay, if I have a piece of earthenware that breaks, and the broken shard can be used to cover a keli, I happen not to have any keli that I want to cover with it, but the broken shard is a big enough piece, I could use it to cover something. So that din is that it is still considered a keli. It is not muktzah. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, by the way, is quoted in the Muktzah book. This is in halacha. It's called latzer al pitzluchiso. It's something that is used to cover up your bottle. Rav Moshe says that no one in our world uses no one uses broken pieces of pottery to cover their bottles. So therefore, this whole din is theoretical, it's not practical halacha. But the yesod of this din is that you could use it to cover something else. Fine. Next. Im zarka la ashba mi ba'od yom, aser l'taltula, kevan shebitla mi yos old keli.